Welcome to this exciting episode of Talking Pork, the podcast created for the food service industry. I'm your host, Vanessa Barnes, Business Development Manager, Food Service Australian Pork. Today we are meeting the Senior Brand Manager for Get Some Pork on Your Fork, Imbi Lee.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Imbi. Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Excited. So let's just jump straight in here. So Get Some Pork on Your Fork is such a great tagline for the pork campaign in general.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, so I can't actually take claim for it. So it came into existence in the 90s, and what used to be APL was using Get Some Pork on Your Fork. And then in 2010, we picked it back up because there was so much great recognition of Get Some Pork on Your Fork, and we've just run with it for all this time. And now we've got 90% awareness of Get Some Pork on Your Fork as a tagline, and we've really grown that advertising awareness since that time.
So when you say tagline, is that just recognition in general?
Yeah, so it's prompted recognition. We ask, have you heard of the tagline, Get Some Pork on Your Fork? And 90% of consumers agree.
They really do.
Yeah.
And it's even funny when the ads come on at home on the TV and, you know, the family is sort of singing along to it, because those versatility ads and stuff were amazing.
Yeah, whenever I tell people I work for Australian Pork, they're like, get some pork on your fork. And I'm like, yeah, that's us.
I know. It's like, okay, okay. Like we don't every day anyway. Yes. So tell us, Imbi, Senior Brand Manager. That sounds very, you know, wonderful.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What's Senior Brand Manager mean?
So I guess you could say I'm the brand custodian of fresh pork. So I look after the advertising of the fresh pork messages and where fresh pork and any messages about fresh pork are getting displayed. I need to make sure that it's in line with all the messages that we want to get out there.
That's I love our advertising campaigns. I think they're fabulous, and they're an absolute credit to what you've achieved
in that
space.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and being someone who loves food and all things food, it's just great to have this role.
They are fun. They are fun. They're cheeky and they're fun. So tell us, Imbi, what changes in consumer behaviour have you seen over the past 10 years towards pork? Not that you've been here for 10 years. I get it. You're too young to have been here for 10 years, but, you know, statistically, what has been behind the consumption of pork?
Yeah, so when I first started on the Get Some Pork on Your Fork campaign, and for even before my time, for the last 10 years, when we first started, pork was really seen as an occasional protein. So people were only thinking about the fattier cuts like roast. Belly wasn't really around as much back then in home dining. But what we found is that with the advertising and with all the external environmental forces, we found that pork is becoming more and more popular. So back even 5 years ago, when we just started our health messaging, we were at 4% agreeance of our health facts. So people agreeing that pork was low in fat and a valuable source of iron. Now we're at 15 to 18%. So people are starting to recognise that there are leaner cuts of pork and that it's a great everyday option.
And is that one of the biggest traits or one of the biggest draw cards for pork, is that health message?
Yeah, it's definitely one of our key message pillars. So when we go in and listen to research groups, we still hear that people are thinking of pork as, you know, the pork belly and all the indulgent cuts that there are, which is great. But now people are slowly starting to realise that pork fillet and like up to 9 cuts that we have are quite lean and tender and delicious.
That's really interesting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'll show you that sometime.
You must. So when you say they're an occasion, you know, product, what do you mean by occasion?
So I'll give you an example. So on average, because we look at retail data, so when people are purchasing pork for in-home cooking occasions, on average, pork is being purchased once every 6 weeks, and that's at the moment. If you sort of cut that up and look at the audiences that we've gone after with our advertising, you can see that the ones that really do love pork and are more used to pork are buying every 3.5 to 4.5 weeks. So there is still a big difference, and we are still sort of behind chicken in that sense of being every day, but we are getting there with who we're targeting.
That's strong growth though. So the consumer was buying pork every 6 weeks?
No, that's now.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would have been even more back 5, 10 years ago.
Hmm. Oh, there you go.
Yep.
And when they go out to restaurants, we hope that they have it even more often than not. So tell us, how often are consumers eating pork?
On average, once every 6 weeks is when they're buying it, and that's just to say in the home cooking it. So they might be eating it even more at restaurants. But the ones that are pork lovers or who like to cook with pork more often, they're buying it every 3 to 4 weeks, which is pretty good.
And how much does that go back into kilograms as being consumed each year?
So on average, people are consuming 11.5 kilos of fresh pork per year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
We have, we have. And it's amazing also to think that you've got all of that research behind, you know, the campaigns that you're doing to be able to see where you're tracking and where the interest is.
Yeah, well, it also helps me do my job a lot more efficiently. We've got a really good, I'm not biased at all, but we've got a really good insights team that I work closely with, and we get a lot of research and tracking of what's happening in advertising and in sales. So it's great.
That's good. So you have three separate messages you focus on within your advertising campaigns. Can you tell us about each of them?
Yep. So we've got health, how to cook, and versatility, and they're the three key message pillars that we really want to communicate to consumers. We started off on our health message because, like I said, people were just thinking of the fattier cuts of pork, and we knew that to become more of an everyday meat, we needed to get rid of that unhealthy perception that pork had with it. So we led with our health message, and it's really about letting people know that there are, as I said, up to 9 lean cuts of pork, and we led with the pork fillet, which is half the fat of beef fillet. So that's what's been on air for the last, I guess, 6 years on and off. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people can actually just roll that straight off their tongue.
Yeah.
That's that message now.
Yeah, it's great.
So it is good.
And before I started working at Australian Pork, I had never really used the pork fillet and wasn't really aware of it. But now I love it. It's so tender and juicy and, yeah.
It is. It is a beautiful cut of pork.
Yeah. And then we also have the how to cook message. And what that really came for is one of the key barriers to pork is people just don't know how to cook it. And that comes from sort of years and years of tradition and, you know, learning to cook from your mum. And back in the days when pork roast was really the key sort of pork cut that people are cooking, they have memories of their mum overcooking it or,
being dry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So we really wanted to educate consumers on how to cook pork and that it doesn't have to be dry. It can be this really delicious, tender and succulent piece of meat. So that is one of our key message pillars in teaching consumers how to cook it.
That's great. And you've got one last one?
Yeah. So the last one is versatility.
My favourite.
Yes. It's a bit of a fun one. But now that we've sort of made headway in terms of letting people know that pork can be healthy and it can be easy to cook, we wanted to really attack versatility and letting people know that there are so many different things that you can do with pork. And it's really about providing inspiration and letting them know, you know, you can spice up a spag bol recipe or you can add pork mince to burgers. And it just, yeah, pork can be used in so many different things, and it's about letting people know how versatile it can be.
So just going back to the how you cook message, the 622 is the activity behind that.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the 622 method.
So the 622 method is really about showing people how easy it can be to cook a pork steak. You can start with any pork steak that's 2 centimetres thick, and that's what it works best for a just white cooking doneness. And really what it is 6 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other, and then 2 minutes resting. And what we're really trying to teach consumers is that you only switch it once, and that you let it rest for 2 minutes. That resting is really crucial, and that's what we're trying to change the behaviour on.
And it's actually it has spilled over into the food service as well. You know, we've got pub groups and cafes and that are using the steak, and they don't have the skill in the kitchen that you'd have that some kitchens have. So they've started to also use the 6-2-2 method to create that consistency when when they've got a pork steak on their menu, which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So where to now, Miss Umbi? So where do you draw your inspiration from? How do you constantly keep coming up with new ideas?
Oh, that's a hard one. So I love food, and so I'm always on the lookout for food content. I'm like talking to a lot of people in the industry about food. I'm always on the internet looking at the current trends and what's happening. So I guess because it's such a connected world, I like to draw inspiration from all sorts of different avenues. There's a really great website called Taste Spotting that I go to, and it draws all these different blogs together. And so I'm always searching on there for inspiration. But also we work with a really good creative agency, so Noble Brands, and they really help us come up with a lot of different creative message ideas and ways to effectively communicate those message pillars.
I was watching The Voice the other night, and the doctor surgery ad came on, and I thought, oh, yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite ones. It's quite fun.
Wouldn't it be good if you go to the doctor and he tells you you've got to go home and pork more?
Well, I can tell you now to pork more.
There you go. So, all right, so moving on to recipe inspiration. Mm-hmm. So you've got pork.com.au, mm-hmm. which I think is a fabulous website. You've got recipes on there. You've got how to cook videos. You know, you've got a whole array of library of resources on that website. And I do encourage everyone that is listening to make your way and just have a look around that website and click through, because it's if you're looking for something different to put on your menu, there's nothing on there that you can't get. Mm. But tell us, how do you start with trends? How do you keep on evolving those recipes?
So a lot of actually thought goes into thinking of what recipes to develop. So we go into recipe development around 2 times a year. So we get batches done twice a year. And really we're pulling from the insights team and looking at the different data sources we've got available. But also we're looking at Google Trends. So that's a free service. And if you type in specific search words, they'll also give you a list of what's trending at the moment that's related to that search word. So I'll be looking at pork, and it will come up with what's rising in trends and then also what the top searches are to do with pork. So
you just taught me something.
Oh.
I've never heard of that before.
I'll show you after this as well. Yeah, it's quite easy, and it really gives you a good idea of what people are searching for, and you can custom it to the country that you're in, the specific time frame. Yeah, it's a great
Google
free.
Is your friend.
Yeah,
Google
love
is
Google.
Everyone's friend.
Yeah. And then we also just look at our own recipe library and also speak to people like yourself to say, what's happening and what kind of cuts are people looking for? Tell me what the trends are. So, yeah.
No, it's great. And I have to say that I've definitely cooked a number of those recipes, and I can thoroughly recommend them.
Oh.
The Bacon Rocky Road one is a favourite at Christmas time. I make it for all of my friends for Christmas.
Great.
So what is the favourite recipe for the click-through on the website, Umbi?
So our top two recipes are the foolproof pork belly and the honey mustard pork fillet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you'll have to
So come fillets
have a
come a long way.
Yeah. Oh, that surprised me too. I mean, I check every now and then, but I had a look yesterday and I was like, oh, that's really great.
Yeah, that is so really exciting. It shows you that your messaging is really getting through out there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Great.
So how do you keep on expanding the choices within the website? Because it's difficult. I mean, we have the cuisines that we have that don't change all that much, and then we have the trends that come through, whether it be pulled pork or, you know, whatever it may be at the time.
Mm.
How do you keep on creating and evolving those choices?
I guess it's just a matter of keeping up with what people are asking for, so what people are really wanting. And it's great to be on top of trends and make sure that we've got a portion of the recipes that are trend focus, but also going back to sort of tried favourites with a twist, so making sure that what people are cooking day in, day out, if they need inspiration to make that a bit more special or have a tweak here and there, we've also catered for that as well. But yeah, the website's come a really long way from when we were getting 20,000 visitors a month to now 100,000 to 130,000. So that's we fantastic. Have to always be evolving and making sure that there's useful resources on there.
And you've got a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, we do. It's Get Some Pork on Your Fork.
Oh, Get Some Pork on Your Fork. So the recipes are easily adaptable to food service as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're also getting inspiration from food service and adapting that to be able to be cooked in home, they're absolutely adaptable to be used in food service.
So if you had one learning that you've learnt throughout your journey, what would it be?
That's a really good question. So many learnings. I think for me it's really around consistency. So being in sort of the advertising industry, there's so many new trends and exciting, shiny things that come up. But what this role has really taught me is that if you find something that's really strong and it works and people are responding to it, then be consistent with that message, be consistent, and you're going to have long-term gain over a short-term spike.
Well, you know what, Umbi, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, and congratulations on a really wonderful advertising campaign.
Thank you.
They're dynamic. They really are, and they do create a lot of interest. So congratulations on that, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
You're welcome. For more information, please email us at inspired@australianpork.com.au or sign up to receive our informative newsletters at www.inspiredbyaustralianpork.com.au. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Barnes, and don't forget, get more pork on your menu.